welcome to the show. I am super excited to be here with you today. We're always trying to give you some ideas, some insight, some inspiration for better living, and today is absolutely no exception. I'm going to be talking with Terry Kozlik. He is going to be sharing some information about entrepreneurship, and I love that. I think that's one of my new favorite words. Okay, so I am on the air with Terry Kozlik. He is a speaker at tdktalks.com, and he's introduced me to, I think, one of my new favorite words, and the word is, I know you didn't coin it, but I love it, entrepreneurship. Tell us about
Stephanie,
that.
Stephanie, hi, glad to be here. Entrepreneurship is surprisingly a word that I came across several years ago and realized that part of what I do, maybe most of what I do on tdktalks.com, is entrepreneurship. It's basically something I do for my own personal growth by helping other people speak better and learning how to lead better, how to help them develop their leadership style.
So what's the difference in entrepreneurship between and entrepreneurship? It's people probably think you're pronouncing it wrong.
I like to simplify things. So in the simplest of terms, when somebody is an entrepreneur, the main goal is to make money. But when you're an entrepreneur, the main goal is personal growth and promote social change.
I love it. I love that word. It fits in with the show very, very perfectly.
It does.
So you've had some interesting experiences in your entrepreneurship adventure.
Yes, just recently, this year, and it all came about via two simple questions. One of the leadership workshops I went to at our Toastmasters conference, the presenter, Mohammed Murad, our current TI president, said, ask somebody a simple question. And because I work at Shaw, I go past the Shaw TV studios at Barlow and 32nd in Calgary a couple times a week for coffee. And I got to know this lady in Calgary, Laverne Biskey, who started her charity, No Ordinary Journey Foundation, probably about 5 years ago. And I was actually after Laverne to try and get her to coach me in my Toastmaster speeches. And the more I kept asking her, the more I started finding out more and more about how busy she is with her charity, No Ordinary Journey Foundation. She does this full time. And that's when I soon realized there's no way I'm going to get her to coach me. She's just too busy. Then I started finding out more about what she's doing, and I was just amazed how she helps families and children inflicted with cerebral palsy focusing on Vietnam. And as I kept walking past the Shaw TV studios for coffee, I kept thinking to myself, wow, you know, Laverne is doing such fantastic work. More people got to know about this. And I thought, you know, I should ask her if she wants me to cross paths with the manager of Shaw TV, whom I briefly met, and ask him if he can give us a couple minutes on Shaw TV promotion. And he says, okay, why don't you set up an hour meeting? Bring her in, we'll sit down, we'll talk. I did that. I came into the meeting, I simply introduced them, and the rest, they took over. He loved the story, and he says, you know, I think we can do half an hour. So we were very excited to hear that. He gave us the application, told us how it's all done. You apply, we all go through it as a team. And as soon as I left the studio with Laverne, she was very excited. Of course, she turned to me, and she asked me the second question. She says, do you want to be our videographer? And this was back in November. The trip was coming up in March, so it was not far away, less than 5 months. And emphatically, I jumped at it and said, yes, love to.
You got to say yes when you get asked questions like that, right? There's no thinking about it.
I mean, it's just like, it's how everything came about, like an epiphany. It came about like a perfect storm, because being in Toastmasters and having my website, tdktalks.com, I started off initially doing audio podcasts. Then about a year ago, I transversed into video interviews of people. And so I already had some video gear put together. And I thought doing being a videographer on a charity mission like this would help me not only teach me how to tell my own story, but also capture other people's story and try to deliver that to the general public.
What I love about your story is how it all just started with a conversation, just kind of a random, right? You just got curious about what somebody else was doing, asked them about themselves, and people love to talk about what's going on, what they're jazzed about, what they're excited about.
Yeah, it's so, I look back, even last night I was going through scribbling and I still think about it. And my sole purpose when I asked her that question was just to connect those two. And I had no ulterior motive. I thought I'd be done. I'd be out of it. And then that led to another question. She asked me, do you want to come along? And I said, yeah, I'd love to. I mean, working with your team, Vietnam, it's a developing country. I've never traveled that far. I love hot weather. I love Vietnamese food. I mean, everything started to just come together like it's meant to be.
Yeah, and it's nice when that wasn't in the back of your head, but through this conversation and through this altruistic idea that you had. So I'd ask people that are listening, like, who do you know who should connect with somebody else? Right? Like, everybody knows somebody different, and it's like, oh yeah, well, sometimes you meet somebody, it's like, oh, you should talk to so-and-so. And if you can make that connection happen for people, sometimes, again, you have to step out of your comfort zone a little bit to do it.
Yes.
Because they might say no or whatever, but still, your job is to try and make the connection, and if you can, that's a gift you can give people.
Yes. And I always encourage people, if there's something that deep down inside you want to do, don't take long to decide. Sometimes just jump at it, because don't let the fear factor take over. And there's been so many times I know in my life where I've allowed deeper thinking and the fear factor to take over and has caused me to sort of believe I've made the proper decision by backing out. But this one, you just jump at it and say, as long as it's something you want to do, something you want to learn, everything else will come together. Just take that chance, do it, go out there and do whatever you want to do.
Some things are an absolute yes. We don't even have to think about it. We just know, yes, this is what I wanted to do. Sometimes we don't know the end, like how it's going to happen, how it's going to materialize, how we're going to make it happen. We just know it's a yes. But do you find, how I find, is that the how comes, right? We just have to know that, yes, we're doing this, and we'll figure it out as we go along, how we're going to do it exactly.
Correct. And in this case, with No Ordinary Journey, everything fell into place nicely, because first of all, Laverne is she's an inspirational speaker. She's a great team leader. She builds good teams together. And much to my surprise, as I went and kept watching and filming everyone for this 30-minute documentary, which we did get approved for Shaw TV. In fact, it aired all of October on Shaw TV Channel 10 in Calgary. It all started from that simple question. And she put together a team. There was 8 of us from Calgary. There were 3 international. There was 1 student from United States who had CP. There's a therapist running her own therapy business in Hungary that joined us, and also a doctor from Australia, Dr. Barry Rowicki, who is the head of one of the top children's hospitals in Australia. And some of those came on board as little as 2 weeks prior, just through social media, like saying, this is what we're doing. Wow. We're going to Vietnam. This is our mission there. We'll be going through hospitals, rehab hospitals, where children with CP will be brought down with their parents, and we'll be giving them workshops to parents on how to teach their kids new skills. In fact, during that whole process as well, we delivered 12 wheelchairs to the most neediest of children. So it was great. It was long days, but we all worked well as a team. I learned a lot about leadership. In fact, I wrote an article about it in my page on eZine Articles. It's just so many little spin-offs came about, and then the whole entrepreneurship theme was always there as well.
Nice. And, you know, of course, we don't have to go to a third world country to be able to do good. Right here in Winnipeg, Agape Table or Siloam Mission or a Main Street Project, they can all use your help. So, you know, when you're thinking about something to do with your family over the holidays, think about volunteering together, because that's a beautiful way to be able to connect. And, you know, I mean, they need people to write checks, but it's something different showing up, looking into the eyes of whether it's the children or the homeless people or whoever, the people that are in need, something about looking into their eyes that really makes a profound difference both to them and most difference, I think, probably to you. It did for me as well. So not all those gifts comes wrapped up under a tree. Back in a moment on Your Life Unlimited.
Your Life Unlimited with Stephanie Staples on 680 CJLB.
Stephanie Staples here. I'm speaking with Terry Kozlik. He is a speaker and inspirational leader at tdktalks.com. He's been talking to us about his work with No Ordinary Journey Foundation, his philanthropic trip to Vietnam, and what sort of learnings he got out of that. Lots of leadership lessons, it sounds like, for you.
Yes. It was interesting because I was there to capture video for the videography, so I was always behind the lens. But day by day, I started to realize, I started to see these neat leadership attributes, such that, for example, one was Laverne, the founder and director of No Ordinary Journey. She wasn't always up in front center stage. Many times she would be in the back with the mothers that came in, and she looked like an attendee like the rest of them.
Very interesting. So that's interesting because there's a lot of times where we think the leader's always up front, but it's that lead sometimes leading from the back, but leading from the back of the room.
Exactly, exactly. And she would give each of us, at the end of each day's mission back at our hotel, we would all do a debrief over a drink because it was hot and the day was done. We'd each spend 2 or 3 minutes just talking about what we felt, a round table, what we felt, what we saw, what worked, what didn't. A chance to vent maybe, but we all worked together as a team, and as a leader, she made sure that we had some fun stuff too, because most nights we went out to all eat together and have fun. Most of us, like myself, I only met a lot of these people several weeks before, so it was a good chance to get to know them through this volunteer mission.
And a debrief, actually a great idea also for leading your family, leading your colleagues, so an event happens, whether it's a great event or a challenging event. Oftentimes we don't take that time afterward to go back and say, hey, let's talk about this. What worked well? What didn't work well? What could we do better next time?
That's very true. You know, family trips, when you do a family outing during the day, at night over dinner, or if you go out for a drink somewhere or a late dinner restaurant, talking with the kids, what did you like? What didn't you like? Or else if something chaotic happened, it's nice to get the kids' feedback because as small as they are, they do observe.
Interesting, even at this time of year with the holidays coming up, you know, maybe we could do that before the holidays. What would you like to see happen this holiday season? Because sometimes I know things I thought were very important to the kids, that, oh, I got to do this, or they didn't even care about it.
Exactly.
But things that I didn't know were important, you know, they really, really want the chocolate mint balls. Okay, I'm going to make an effort to make those chocolate mint balls because that's important to them.
Right. And, you know, the important thing, too, to realize is, like, a plan is just that. It's just a plan. So if something gets thrown in last minute as a hoop, you know, don't be so rigid to stick to your plan. Run with it, a segue. Sometimes things happen for a very good reason. It's a blessing in disguise. So, you know, if you're doing a family outing and all of a sudden the hiking trail is blocked, well, you come up with something else last minute. Ask the kids for their input. Make them feel like a team player.
A plan is just a plan. That's a good
exactly.
That's a good line. Not be so attached to the outcome, perhaps.
Right.
Well, maybe being the outcome being that we're going to have fun, that we're going to enjoy each other's company, that we're going to...
Right. A lot of times, last-minute things that crop up to change your plans, you see some examples on movies or in real life. You see people completely break down because it's not the plan, but hey, that's just the plan. It means you thought it out. But if something last-minute comes up, run with it. It might be something really, really good to take on.
Now, I know Toastmasters has been kind of instrumental for you in changing the way you think and show up in life. Give us a couple of...
Well, for one thing, you're surrounded by like-minded individuals. Mm-hmm. You're surrounded by a whole host of mentors that you can easily come up to and ask for advice, for feedback. And you don't have to be in Toastmasters for more than a year, and already you're becoming a mentor to some new guest coming in as a mentee to give them help. So you're pulling them up while others are pulling you up. So it's a team effort. It's a great way to develop leadership skills and try different things. And it's also a safe place to try and make mistakes because there won't be big repercussions like losing your job or...
Right. Very safe environment for
sure. Exactly.
Right. And I'm probably the biggest fan of Toastmasters. And if you're here in Winnipeg, join me on Thursday mornings. Peak Performers, we're on Marion Street. And yeah, you can Google Toastmasters.org wherever you are. Find a club that... Go check out a couple of clubs. You can go for free for the first few times. You get a feel for them. It's not just about public speaking. It's about leadership. It's about communication. No better way to help you grow personally or professionally, in my humble opinion, than Toastmasters.org. Back in a minute on Your Life Unlimited. Always my pleasure spending time with you. I've been speaking with Terry Kozlik. Entrepreneurship. If there was just one thing you could let people know, Terry, what would that be?
Well, you know, a lot of times we have jobs, right? We have to. And through all my many jobs, I realized not much of a person's potential is used at a job. So the thing is I encourage everybody to step out and do some volunteerism, whether it's 4 hours at Christmas time, donating your time at the food bank, or it's a one day here, or it's a charity taking part, or start your own charity, whatever you're comfortable with, take part. The leadership opportunities there are enormous, good networking, good team building. It builds your own entrepreneurship skills and style.
Excellent idea. And you know what? Not all, our job doesn't take up all of our talents. You can use your talents in other ways and expand new talents that you didn't know you had. It's been my pleasure spending time with you. You can find out more information on yourlifeunlimited.ca. And as usual, it's Stephanie Staples encouraging you to live your life unlimited.
The preceding program is copyrighted and may not be reproduced in any form without the written consent of 680 CJOB.